Chile is your home of the hottest hits, and we absolutely love this lady, Amy Shark. She's got a new album entitled Cry Forever, and have a listen to this. This is actually going to make me cry. All the lies about me. It's beautiful. And she joins us right now, Amy Shark. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you both?
That's such a beautiful song. Mm. We're wonderful listening to your beautiful voice. It must be a pretty personal and confronting thing to release music like that.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to control, really, because I never really know what I'm going to write about. And then, you know, sometimes, you know, the deepest ones turn out the best. And then I feel like I can't just hold it all to myself. I need to release it. So it's a weird feeling.
Keith Urban is going to feature in the upcoming album. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Really,
so how did that come about?
Well, I've met Keith a few times. We've performed a couple of times. One was the Arias in 2018. And I don't know, we got along really well and we kept in contact. And then I actually was in New York and had dinner with his wife, Nicole. And I don't know, it just feels like such a great family. And he's such a professional musician and I love his voice. I haven't even been a massive country fan my whole life, but it wasn't until I met Keith that I have this whole new respect for it. And this particular song really made sense to have him on it.
I would collaborate with Keith Urban if I had the chance to and have dinner with his wife, Nicole. I know the Nicole you're talking about as well.
I was going to say, how cool is that you can just casually drop that? I was having dinner with Keith's wife, Nicole, and you don't even have to add in a surname.
Oh, I know. I still shake a little bit. It's okay. I might sound cool, but I'm still shaking.
Well, what do you say at a dinner like that? Do you just talk music? What is the conversation like?
It's pretty normal. Like, I think she's such a pro at making people feel at ease because she knows what she brings to a room. It's like a very magical feeling when she's in a room. But and she knew I was a massive fan. Like, I love, like, you know, her films, and she's one of my favorite actresses. So I think she was working overtime trying to make sure I was, you know, relaxed. And so she talked about music a lot and her films and everything I wanted to hear. It was pretty awesome.
And you've kicked heaps of goals this year, 2020. You've also headlined the NRL Grand Final, some major festivals, huge audience for the Firefight. But what has your 2020 been like just on a personal level? Are you all good, Amy Shark?
Oh, God. I think everyone went through so many different sort of roller coasters of emotions this year. I definitely did. I started it very different and the middle was kind of scary. And then I feel kind of good at the moment. I can see some light at the end of the tunnel for the music industry. And, you know, I know the world's still pretty sick and trying to get through everything. But I don't know. I feel like everything's moving a little bit more in a positive direction. So I'm okay. I'm good.
Oh, that's good. But I believe that tickets go on sale for a national tour very soon.
Yes, I know. I can't believe it's announced. And, you know, I've been sitting on this next album for quite some time. So to be able to talk about it and tour it, it's going to feel really, really good.
It'd be nice to get in touch with your fans, I imagine, because you're a true talent. It must be rewarding to see how some of your lyrics affect some of your fans as well.
Yeah, you know, that's probably one of my favourite parts of everything is just putting songs out and seeing if people relate to them. And, you know, for so many years I thought, I can't write too personal. It's like it's my story and no one's going to even want to hear my stories. And it's not until, you know, you start building a fan base you realise everyone goes through these things and everyone can connect in some way. So it's a really sort of special bond somehow.
Oh, absolutely. I've listened to your music and there's songs that you sing and I'm like, wow, it's like she's been in my head. How do you feel when you're up on stage and everybody starts singing your lyrics back to you? What's that feeling like?
I don't think there's a better feeling. I think, yeah, I mean, coming from someone, I guess I spent a lot of time with absolutely no one singing anything back. There's hardly anyone in the room, let alone singing anything back. So all of a sudden being arenas and people just screaming songs I wrote in my bedroom, like louder than what I'm singing through the PA is like, I don't know, you'll never really be able to explain it. It's pretty intense.
2021, you're going to be at the Rest Point Lawns in Hobart. We are disappointed though, Amy Shark, that you're not coming to the hub of Tasmania, Launceston. And man, did you just ignore us? What's going on there?
I'm going to have to make a few phone calls. That's absurd.
It's only because we're too lazy to drive to Hobart, which is only 2 hours away.
You guys have got it so good. It's so beautiful there. I'm going to have to make the drive.
We'll bring down Nicole and Keith while you're down here as well.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be there.
Oh, amazing stuff. Amy Shark, we cannot wait to see you touring again. We will absolutely make that two-hour drive down to Hobart to scream out your lyrics at you. But thank you so much for joining us this morning. It has been an absolute privilege to speak with you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.